Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Keeping with our discussion on causality, and that within this material world, there are obviously those type of causalities that may not necessarily be material. We may call them metaphysical causality, but the concept of causality remains, as we saw in the hadith that we mentioned yesterday. And in this one, we see it in a very great and a very absolute and general manner, in that staying away from certain things, as we mentioned previously, will enable a person to perform other things. And in this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we can clearly see that. Where the Imam says that when a person refrains from performing vices or sayyi'at, so the refraining from performing vices, sins, gunah, whatever, doing acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person refrains from this, it is better, right? It is better for him than actually performing and attaining and doing good things. So we see that there's a relationship here, that the performing, or rather the refraining from the evil things, will actually enable a person to attain higher levels of performing good. It creates that wanting. Why? Because when a person performs a good deed, obviously that soul is gaining perfection. Obviously there are many different things regarding the niyyah, the intention, and so on and so forth. An evil deed aims to destroy it. The evil deed will destroy that good deed that has been done, or remove the effects from it. But if there's no evil deeds, the person will be able to then go higher. It's even better for him. Why? Because naturally, that person who is not doing anything bad, he will naturally go to that which is good. And he will continue to perform that. So just the mere refrainment from the vices, from the sayyat, will make a person turn and attain the hasanat. This is what one of the possible explanations of this tradition is. And it's even the tradition is clearly saying that it is better for you to do it. It's better for you to refrain from the sayyi'at than it is for you to attain or go after the good deeds. Just refrain from this, the good deeds will come to you by themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to stay away from the bad, inshallah, the sayyi'at, and to go and attain and perform and enact that which is good and which are of the hasanat, inshallah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد.